Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? We here live on the Smith Express Show. Got my co-host, Neto Man.
Neto Man in the cut. About to light up like what? Strut.
Yo, today a special interview once again, but I think today is a little bit more special. I got a Chicago legend, the big homie, White Boy James, was cracking.
White Boy James.
Hey, what's happening with the Strut Man, y'all? What y'all up there doing tonight?
Man, bro, we out here grinding, boss. It's an honor.
Big moves going on over here at the Smith Express Show, man.
Hey, one thing about it, that's different sprint. You know it had to be fast with me getting on it, you did?
Me, man. Yeah,
already snowing.
Yes, sir. You said what now?
Already know, man.
Fast. You did?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, for those that don't know, If you can, I know it's going to take forever in the day, you know what I'm saying, for you to run down your history. Can you give us a brief, a little bit just about yourself so people know what it is in case they don't know?
Hey, one thing you got to tell me, what stage you want to hear from? You know what I'm saying? We talking music here?
Oh, man. Hey, I'm already knowing, boss. Hey.
No, I had that record label, Legit Ballin' Records, you know what I'm saying? I had Twista, Benny Franks, Don Sandball, all them guys like that there, man. They had a cracking, you know what I mean? Brought them to fruition, you know what I mean?
If y'all know them, y'all should know
them. Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Legit Ballin' Records back in the day. I remember that shit.
Yes, sir.
Ball with us.
Yes, sir. But old Johnny P, you know what I'm saying? May you rest in peace, old Johnny P. That was my man.
Hey, that joint's still on my playlist on my YouTube channel, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it plays every day.
Hey, man, that's love, man. That's love there, bro. Hey, yeah. Man, I'm talking about that's love, man. It's cold. Hey, I miss old Johnny P, man.
Oh, man. Condolences. Rest in peace, Johnny P.
Rest in peace, Johnny P, man.
That's cool, man. But so, yeah, man, y'all got it going on too, man. I've been hearing y'all popping up there with old Smith Express. I've been in different cities hearing about y'all.
Man, good looking, boss. It's definitely an honor, man. For real, for real.
Yeah, it's an honor to be here with you guys. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
That's cool.
Man.
That's cool.
Good looking, boss. Hey. So, hey, take us back. Like, how exactly did the Legit Ballers come in together? Like, how did you guys pop it off?
I had come home. I come home, man, and you know, from a little small vacation and everything, and wanted to do some music thing, man. And I talked to Twista. He called me one day. I was just cracking a bottle of champagne anyway. But he called me one day and was like, he was over there at Seawalk. At the time, you know what I'm saying?
I remember that.
Yeah. He called me. He was like, hey, man, you want to put a label together and this and that there? I told him, yeah, let's put one together. I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? I had did music with him, you know what I'm saying, years ago, back when he was tongue twisting, you know what I'm saying? So you know, we go back that far. So I was down with the whole move and everything. And he got to produce a Toxic aboard and everything. And Toxic had a friend called Ed. Ed came aboard. It was us folk, you know what I'm saying, at the beginning. And then Ed wound up slipping off, you know what I'm saying. He was doing other things. He, you know, a professional guy. But he wound up slipping off. And then it was just us three, Toxic and Twisted, you know what I'm saying. And we put it together, man, you know. Twisted knew old Miss Kane, you know what I'm saying. Toxic with you guys. I had my cousin, them. They knew guys like Dark Side Ball and all them, man. And we just put the West Side and the South Side together, man. You did. We showed them that it can happen. You did. We had different you know what I'm saying, organizations a part of the whole lit. You know what I mean? Legit Ballers, baby.
Legit Ballers. Hey, that was an interesting story because I always wondered, like, where the Legit Baller thing came from. Because I remember Twista being on Seawall, and then out of nowhere, I start seeing this Legit Baller project pop up, and everybody in the city was bumping it.
Yeah. Hey, man, hey, we pushing heavy, man. I remember, man, I used to ride around at nighttime, put posters and all kind of stuff up, man. Hey, we pushing real heavy through the city, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember being a teen.
Eight states.
I was at least 15, 16 years old, and I used to see flyers and posters everywhere, Legit Ballers coming soon, and I was like, man, I got to check out for this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, hey, that's heavy because, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely had the city on lock, and Chicago being the third largest city in the United States, that right there said a lot, bro. Well, nobody else breathing at that time.
Yeah. I mean, because we was, like I said, man, we from the west side to the south side, and everybody that was from the south side was with the south side, and everybody from the west side was with the west side. We just brought it together, so we had the city. You know what I'm saying? Up north, you know, they going to do what they do, and out east, they going to do what they do. They going to ride with it. So we was locked in.
Hey, on me, y'all definitely had it locked down, bro. Like, real shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I
appreciate it, bro.
No problem. So, hey, fast forwarding it to today, what is it that you got going on right now?
Oh, man, just playing this digital game right now. You know what I'm saying? They spit things up like they always do, so I got to get right with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing something down in Atlanta, too, with my man Glacey. You know what I'm saying? With the label B.O.K.
That's
you know
what's
what I'm saying?
Up.
Blood Kings, you know what I'm saying?
Place
we got a few things happening down there, though. We doing movies and everything.
Hey,
and you said speed it up. Let me take you back just a little bit, right? You know, I got a series on YouTube. It's called The Block Diary. I've been shooting it for years now. I'm actually acting in it. They call me Skinny. And,
okay. Hey, plug that one more time. Plug that one more time so they know what it is.
Yeah, it's called The Block Diaries. Like,
okay.
It's Diaries of the Block. You know what I'm saying? It ain't black. You know, a lot of people go to black. It's block, you know what I'm saying? Like the street block. Block Diaries.
Okay,
you know
Block Diaries.
Yeah. They call me Skinny, man. And that whole thing there, it's about music. But this guy messed up and got into the drug game. And you know what I'm saying? And a whole lot of stuff started happening with him because on his first deal, he got robbed. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it went crazy from there. We got all the artists almost in Chicago in it, from your Crucial Conflicts, the Bow Deals, the Do or Die. Like, we got a whole lot of artists all through it. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing it for years now.
Hey, that's what's up.
Oh,
that's what's up.
We definitely looking for our cameo soon.
Hey, that's all you got to do is call it. I ain't even got to be there for that, you know what I'm saying, to make that happen. You know, I'm down in Dallas right now.
Okay.
Shout
out. Moves. I got cousins in Dallas. Shouts out to the D.
Oh, that's cold, Jack. Yeah, that's cold.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Hey, we about to put that plug together. You know what I'm saying? I be moving around.
Hey, I see you, boss. Legendary status, boss. For real.
Appreciate it, bro. A lot of folks don't know that, there, bro. And I don't be the one to be running out there yelling about it. You know what I'm saying? The track is cool for itself. You know what I mean?
Hey, actions speak louder than words.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's cold.
Man. Cold. Shout out to Glace Conway, man. That's what's up.
Glace Conway, be okay.
Shout out, man, in the building, man.
Lou
Behavior,
man.
You gotta check
Glace
the album out.
Yeah, I'm already.
Lou Behavior.
You said what now?
Lou Behavior.
Yeah, Lou Behavior. Yeah, you got to check it out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'll also be looking for Jamaican Tony and Polo the Playboy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
There's some more of the artists and everything too, man. They got some stuff out there right now. I just got hold on. Oh, I'm dropping. Okay, but yeah, they got some stuff out there right now. I'm gonna tell y'all about that in one second. You know what I'm saying, coming soon, RX. You know what I'm saying, he out there from California. You know, we doing things with him. You know what I'm saying, checking the bag, the movie. You know what I'm saying, it's a lot going on around. It's a lot going on around. You know what I'm saying, we moving. Okay, that's what's up. I see y'all working nationwide, certified.
Hey,
I'm trying to tell you, man. I've been there ever since I was a shooting thing. You know what I'm saying? I've been down with the team. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. So we here with us. You know what I'm saying? I like to call myself the octopus. You dig? Legs reaching everywhere.
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, city to city. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Hey, let me ask you this question, though, boss.
Yeah.
All right, so since you've been doing it for a long time, is there any artist or producer or anything in general you would like to work with that you haven't yet gotten a chance to work with?
Man, yeah, quite a few. You know, I always got to put Dre at the top of the list right now for me. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on him like y'all was listening to us. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I had to do that, Dre. I like the way Timbaland do his music, man, because when he do his music, he send you a half a track, you know what I'm saying? And you rap on top of that, this and that, and he send it back to him, and then he put everything else around it. I like producers that do that, too, you know what I'm saying? I seen them do that with one of Twista songs, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's a few of them, man. I think I want to go back, you dig, to Beach by the Pound. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Down there with old Master P used to have, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I just said, gotta give him one of those.
You know what I'm saying? Master P ran it up. You know what I'm saying?
I'm already knowing, G. Hey, that's what's cracking. Hey, so look, hey, is that legit balling, or you got any projects now on iTunes or Spotify that they could check out?
Hey, yeah, you know, you can check out, of course, that Twista present legit balling. You know what I'm saying? That volume one that's jumping, then we got the Street Scriptures. You know what I'm saying? Volume two that Twista presents the Street Scriptures. You know what I'm saying? And then we got Respect the Game, volume three, Respect the Game. You know what I'm saying? That's out there. It's a few things out there. The truth album out there. You dig? I think they really gonna love that truth too. All love real good, bro. You know what I'm saying? And we got much more coming.
Okay.
Yeah, we got much more coming.
Hey, that's what's up. So, you know what I'm saying? The year is 2020. What do you see yourself in the next 5 or 10 years?
5 or 10 years? Well, with the friends I got, I'm looking to get to a billionaire quick.
Early,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got a lot of top flight friends. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's all about putting that bag together and making things happen. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I'm looking to be a billionaire. That's about what Floyd and them at, ain't it? You know what I'm saying? Hey, one thing about it, hey, I'm talking about the money team. You know what I'm saying? Of course, they'll be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? I got my man King down there from Cali. You know what I'm saying? You dig? That's his little brother. You know so. Yeah, we
had
with it, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking to be up there with the billionaire asset, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man.
Yeah. Hey, and bringing a whole lot of folks with me, you know what I'm saying? A whole lot of folks, even like y'all program, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm fetching money like that, I'm going to make sure y'all expand it, you know what I'm saying? Hey, what we doing? Let's do some business, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the business, you know what I mean?
You did. Hey, we here, boss. You know what I'm talking about? Anytime you need an interview, you want to premiere something, you want to talk about something, just a phone call away.
My man, I appreciate it, bro. That's love, bro. Anything on this end, too, the same way, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. When we get offline, I'm going to get them numbers and everything, man, and we gonna make sure we tune in, you know what I'm saying, real heavy.
Oh yeah, already. What's it called? I'm working on a magazine the same name as my show, so you know what I'm saying, I could definitely give you a page. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I need it too. You know what I'm saying? I need it too. I wanna get on a front page, you dig?
Hey, already, G, already, boss.
Yeah. I'm with it.
Man.
Hey, and if y'all got any promotional thing, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got sitting around there or something, man. When I'm around, I definitely can keep it moving with me. You know what I mean? That ain't no problem.
Much love, boss.
I keep that in me. You dig? Yeah, I keep the hustle in
me. Hey, that's what's up, boss.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, boss, it's an honor to have you on my show. Hey, but before we leave, boss. Hey, I got a quick question. For those that's trying to get in the game, is there any inspirational words you'd like to shout out or, you know, or give them? Is there any hope?
I would give all of them hope because one thing about a person that's displaying talent is somewhere in the world where folks can understand their talent. You know what I'm saying? It's people just like us all over. You know what I'm saying? When you think some artist or something they can do it, man, hey, he breaks somewhere else in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, man, I just want to tell all the artists that are doing their thing, even producers, you know what I'm saying? Just keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing what you're doing and believe in it. You know what I mean? And it's going to happen.
That's what's up, man. Dope interview, man. It's an honor to have you, my dude.
Yeah. Man, it's an honor to be with you guys, man. It's an honor.
Bet, boss.
Memphis Press, baby. We live and direct, you dig?
White boy James.
B.O.K.
The movement. Lou Behavior.
Yeah, legit ballers.
Legit ballers. Johnny P in there.
You feel me?
Have you heard of these murderous cats?
It's going down, man.
Yeah.
It's going down.
The Jim Ballers.
Hey, it was a pleasure, guys. It was a pleasure.
Most deaf, man.
Shout out Glaze Conway, too.
Glaze Conway.
The whole movement.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey, Noah, hey, he got to be listening to the show right now. He always checking it out.
Oh yeah, hey, good looking, man. Big up, man. It's an honor, man, for real.
My man. All right, bro. Chicago we'll talk to y'all later. All
right, bet, boss, for real.
All right.
Struck.
Yo.
Hey, yo,
yo, yo, yo. There you have another dope interview. White boy James, legendary guy from Chicago.
Okay. The movement, legit ballers, definitely Chicago legend, making his way in, Smith Express.
Oh, yeah, already, man. Definitely learned a lot. The start of legit ballers, big up to Twister.
Hey, that was a good interview. I like this one.
The energy was crazy.
The energy
was
there,
nuts.
The whole vibe. Man, I love it when our guests come in, have something good to talk about. Thank you. Thank you for blessing the show, bro.
Shout out to Glaze Conway, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Hey, and that history, that's from Chicago. That's important Chicago history, though. A lot of people didn't know about.
Get in tune. If you didn't know, now you know. Right here, Smith Express, bringing you the real shit.
Real shit. White boy James, it's an honor, my dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Strut.
We out, Smith Express. Let's get it.